Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring concerts and events recorded live in Yukon communities and beyond. This program is presented by Junction Arts and Music at IMRP Sync. Hello, and thanks for joining us on a musical excursion to Africa. In this episode, we are presenting music from the Yukon African Music Festival in Haines Junction, Yukon. So here's a little background information. The Yukon African Music Festival started in 2013 in Whitehorse and, lucky for us, in February of 2020, for the first time expanded into Haines Junction. This festival showcases African traditions and cultures through music, presentations, craft, exhibitions, and dance. The event highlights the richness of African culture in connection with Black History Month, which is celebrated annually in Canada in February. So, to our first performer, South African-born singer Jabulile Lala, better known by her stage name Maju Maju. She has followed her passion for singing since she was 10 years old. At the age of 24, she moved to Johannesburg to pursue a career as a professional musician. In 2002, she was lucky enough to join the two-time Grammy Award winners Soweto Gospel Choir, which opened the opportunity to travel the world singing gospel music. While working with the choir, she also had the opportunity to work with celebrities like Bono, Celine Dion, and Peter Gabriel. After touring for 11 years, Maju Maju moved to British Columbia's Sunshine Coast in Canada. For her performance in Haines Junction, Maju Maju is joined on stage by the Oriso Mi Band, whom we'll introduce later in the show.
Thank you. You guys are great. So I would like to invite you guys, because I can't see everyone. I would like to invite you right here so that we can all experience this African music, the drum and the dancing. The first song that I'm going to sing right now is called Africa. Yes, let's see everybody. Let's bring the spirit of Africa. Yeah, yeah. Woo! How are you doing tonight? Come. Gentlemen, you are amazing. Thank you for dancing. And the next song that I'm going to sing, I don't want to talk too much. I just want us to dance. Because that's what Africa is about. It's about rhythm, music, and dancing. The next song that I'm going to sing is called Vulindlela by Brenda Fassie. She's the late singer from South Africa. Her song was very popular in the 1980s. The next song is called Pata Pata. I'm sure some of you know the song. Even this song was popular in South Africa in the 80s during the apartheid years, where African people, African brown people, had no rights in their country. And the only thing that we had was music. That is why we had Miriam Makeba, Hugh Masekela, and a lot of musicians had to go and leave South Africa. And then they found comfort in creating some songs. Pata Pata became a huge hit. I'm gonna teach you the dance of the touch touch. Okay. Touch, you 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 touch. Get down, get down, get down, get down, get down, get down. Up, 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 and turn around, and turn around, and turn around. You touch, you touch, you touch, you touch, you touch, you touch, get down, 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 sugoma, 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 and turn out. Yeah. much. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all I had to sing tonight. I hope next time I'm going to come and going to have more time, and then we can share our beautiful music. Thank you so much.
Such a powerful voice. That was Maju Maju performing live at the St. Elias Convention Center in Haines Junction, Yukon. Our next performer is Brian Quay, also known as Orisomi, who was born in Ghana. Brian was exposed to music at a very early age and already began his entertainment career by the time he turned 14. He started out as a club date pianist in hotel restaurants and piano bars. His influences include the great Oscar Peterson, Thelonious Monk, and Herbie Hancock, to name a few. Initially, Brian traveled throughout West Africa along the Ivory Coast as he developed his jazz-style piano to become a versatile, sought-after musician, accompanying artists of different styles from highlife music, reggae, calypso, afrobeat, to world music in general. Brian migrated to Montreal, Canada in 1997, where he continued his career as a professional musician. Currently, he lives near Calgary, Alberta, owning and operating his own sound studio. His skills as a sound engineer and producer have resulted in more than 25 albums under his belt. At the African Music Festival, he played the very popular music style highlife. This music genre originated in the Gold Coast colonial days of the 1900s and mixes various West African rhythms with jazz, swing, ska, and rock. It uses the melodic and main rhythmic structures of traditional Ghanaian music, but is played with Western instruments. For this performance, Brian is joined on stage by his band, the Orisomi Band, with Momo Soro on drums, Basile Nchika, also known as Bachika, on electric guitar, and Dauphin Mbuyi Kabuala on bass.
I'll tell you about a song. This one is called Awulaba Boshika. Bon, Boshika means nothing. It's just a sound that I created. So it goes Boshka, Awulaba. But Awulaba means young lady, okay? So this young lady I'm talking about, it's a real story. It happens everywhere. So this young lady, she's beautiful. All she knows to do is wear makeups, beautiful shoes, eyeshadow, lipstick. What do women wear again? High heels. They don't naked. She said nothing. They don't wear anything. They wear eyeshadow. They wear all those things. So, but she's so beautiful that in my tradition, a beautiful lady should know all kinds of stuff. You know.
Shadow. She let no go fail more. shake a water leaf, get a shake a lipstick, get a shake a wash battery, get a shake a wo eyeshadow. She let no go for Jericho, Jericho, Mami Lisa, eh.